You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we've seen some changes happen in the investment space. There's been an increase in the popularity of something known as an actively managed ETF. I'm joined on the line by Adele Hatting, Manager for Business Development and ETP at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Adele. Thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to speak to you again. What are actively managed ETFs, and how are they different from just regular ETFs?
Okay, so let's look at a general active and passively managed ETF, if you will. So let's say a normal ETF. Generally, an ETF would track an index. Now, an index is typically a list, if you will, and I'm simplifying this, a list of companies. That passive or normal ETF's job is to make sure that it tracks whatever that index and all those companies are doing. So the normal ETF is bound by the rules, if you will, of what the index says. And that ETF cannot veer outside of what the index says exactly, which companies are in that index, how much of those companies should be included in this normal passively managed ETF. So for all intents and purposes, the investor gets the market's performance, if you will. So they are bound by what the index does. So let's use the top 40 as a prime example. Now, similarly, an actively managed ETF is still an ETF. In other words, it's still exchange traded. However, this actively managed ETF is not bound by an index's rules. How they are put together is based on what a portfolio manager decides according to a specific strategy. So they pick and choose what they think are appropriate assets be included in this actively managed ETF. So they actively manage the strategy, they actively manage the mandate to ensure that they outperform the market in this instance. So again, the normal ETF strives to deliver the market's performance, an actively managed ETF designed to try and outperform the market. Those are just in simplistic terms would differentiate the two.
Simple is always better, Adele. Thank you for that explanation. When we look at these actively managed ETFs, are we seeing a greater demand for these kinds of products, whether it's from a JSE perspective or even from just an asset manager point of view? I mean, we've seen a couple of asset managers list new ETFs, Coronation most recently listing two new ETFs. Are we seeing that these are becoming more and more popular?
So I definitely do think so. You look at it's still a new market, a nascent market. It's still early days. The listing requirements for actively managed ETFs came out towards the end of 2022. We saw the first actively managed ETFs list in April 2023. And since then, we've had 17 additional AIM ETFs list. So it's now 18 actively managed ETFs on the exchange with a market cap of close to 6 billion rand. Now, the notion of an active ETF or an actively managed ETF is not necessarily a new concept. Globally, it's been around for many, many years, from the early 2000s, if you will. But even there, we're seeing quite a boost in growth in that space specifically. Now, the global actively managed ETF market is now just under $1 trillion, with over 2,000 different actively managed ETFs listed on various markets across the world. So whilst new in South Africa, it's not necessarily a new concept.
Adele, the primary job or the primary mandate of an asset manager is to be able to outperform the market. What are the advantages of having something like an AM ETF in your portfolio as an investor? You and I are retail investors. We have our portfolio managers or asset managers that make some of these investment decisions, or we might be managing the portfolios ourselves. Why would we want to consider this kind of product compared to some of the other products that we know already?
So let's look at some of the great qualities that ETFs in general hold, actively managed now specifically. So these instruments trade like ordinary shares. So if you have a brokerage account, you can buy and sell these ETFs throughout the trading day. So accessibility, I think, is really attractive. In addition to this, we do require, the exchange requires that the actively managed ETF issuer has a liquidity provider or a market maker on standby to ensure liquidity between the investor and the ETF issuer. They ensure that there's intraday pricing, so you always know what the price of the instrument is. So, you know, looking at your phone, on the internet, you can see what these things are ticking at. So it's not a mystery. You don't have to wait until the next day. So that's real-time intraday pricing. Actively managed ETFs are also used very often as building blocks. You know, if you, again, to your point, I'm a retail investor, I want to put my own portfolio together, I can decide to put a high-growth equity actively managed ETF in my portfolio, combine that with, say, a passive ETF like a gold ETF, in addition to maybe some debt, you know, and I can really chop and change and put my portfolio together because, again, these instruments are exchange traded, so they're actively accessible, actively available. Another great feature is these many of, if not all of the actively managed ETFs, are tax-free savings account compliant. So they can also be included in your part of your allocation for the year. These are transparent instruments. If it's a daily disclosure ETF, you'll know exactly what it is that you're investing in. If it's a quarterly disclosure actively managed ETF, you would still have sight of the monthly fact sheet, exactly what the asset manager is investing in it. You also have sight of the entire universe that the active manager would utilize as well. So there's so many key benefits for the retail investor, notwithstanding also for the issuer, which I won't necessarily get into now, but certainly for the retail investor, this is really a way to take ownership of your investment journey and a fairly low-cost level as well, allowing for small denominations to be invested in your trading account. And like I said, you know, this is, you know, exactly what you're investing in, and you can see the daily pricing.
Adele, I remember a time growing up where the kinds of products that were promoted, at least to my parents and my grandparents, were things called unit trusts. That kind of went through its whole phase. Big asset managers still talk about these things. But it seems as though actively managed ETFs are growing in popularity. Would you say this is going to replace unit trusts one day?
I think it's early days. Obviously, I'm very keen for growth in this area, of course. I mean, if international trends tell us anything, there's certainly a shift happening from mutual funds, as you will if they talk about unit trusts in that space, into ETFs. So certainly, we're already seeing that shift over the last decade and a half, if not more. And that's also really driven by a number of factors. It's generational as well. Younger investors coming to the market, wanting to take ownership of their own investment journey, wanting accessibility, wanting the right to buy and sell when they want to, maybe not wanting to make use of a financial advisor specifically. If they, again, these products work well with financial advisors as well. But specifically what we are seeing globally, there is a shift towards ETFs. In the South African space, as you know, we've got a well-established unit trust industry. Actively managed ETFs are essentially listed unit trusts, if you will. With a unit trust, you have an over-the-counter market. In other words, there's no exchange involved. With an actively managed ETF, there is an exchange involved, hence the exchange traded part of the name. And again, lends to all the great advantages of daily pricing and that kind of transparency that you would expect of an ETF.
Actively managed ETFs providing greater accessibility and more flexibility to your investment portfolio. Thank you so much, Adele. We'll leave it at that. Adele Hatting, who is the Manager for Business Development and ETP at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, on actively managed ETFs.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.